It's the most common cause of death in young adults throughout much of the developing world, and last year claimed the lives of more than 2.1 million people. Yes, we're talking about AIDS, a disease that is still spreading fast in many countries, and where poverty means that millions of people can't get access to the life-saving antiretroviral drugs that can hold the disease at bay. Next week sees the opening in Mexico City of the 17th International AIDS Conference, probably the largest conference on a single health issue, and the first to be held in Latin America. The Mexico AIDS Conference brings together tens of thousands of participants from the scientific and medical communities and business, government, faith and civil society communities. The Catholic Church is among the many religious institutions responding to the immense suffering caused by the AIDS-HIV pandemic, and in a number of countries is the primary provider of healthcare for AIDS patients. Over 33 million people worldwide are living with the AIDS virus, and the conference's theme is Universal Action Now. Among the participants is Monsignor Robert Vitillo, a special advisor on AIDS-HIV for Caritas Internationalis. He says the conference in Mexico is an important occasion to share as much new knowledge and experiences as possible.
The International Conference on AIDS is held every 2 years, and it is an opportunity for scientists, clinicians, social service people, activists, people living with HIV, and also people working in faith-based organizations responding to the HIV pandemic to come together to learn about the newest findings in the research and to compare notes in terms of the best practices in responses to HIV and AIDS, and then to debate different points of views with regard to this pandemic.
So where are we at the moment in this global battle against the AIDS-HIV pandemic? I mean, are we winning or are we just treading water?
Well, there's both some good news and then also still many, many challenges left in responding to AIDS. The worldwide estimates of the number of people living with HIV, that's the virus that eventually will cause AIDS in people, is that there are some 33 million people living with HIV in the world right now. Those numbers are less than they were in previous years. And the reason for that is a number of things. One is that we have better ways of estimating the number of people living with HIV by actually doing studies among households in different parts of the world and then projecting those numbers to a global scale. The other one is that that because we have begun to use much more commonly antiretroviral treatment, then people are less likely to pass on the virus. And so there have been some small decreases in the number of people infected because of that reason as well. But there still are many challenges left for this pandemic. There's been progress in terms of the number of people who are getting the antiretroviral medications, which don't cure them of HIV, but it certainly can help them stay healthy longer and hopefully avoid developing AIDS-related illnesses. And now we have about 3 million people in developing countries that have access to those medications. But that's only half the number of people who need access to those medications. And in the case of children, far fewer, only about 30% of the children who have HIV have access to those medications, and those who don't get those medications, most of them die before they're 2 years of age.
You talked there about the problems and challenges. Where are the countries where AIDS-HIV is spreading fastest and where the situation is perhaps most worrying?
Certainly, sub-Saharan Africa continues to be the epicenter of the disease. And within sub-Saharan Africa, Southern Africa has the highest rates of people living with HIV. In some countries, such as South Africa, Lesotho, Swaziland, we have up to 25%, sometimes even up to 30% of different populations in the country living with HIV. The other areas of great concern remain in Asia, especially in India, China, Vietnam, Myanmar. We have very high increases in the number of people living with the virus in those parts of Asia. And then Eastern Europe and Central Asia. Ukraine has a very, very high rate of HIV, and also some of the countries that are associated with the Consortium of Independent States, the former Soviet Union.
Now, when it comes to the Catholic Church and other faith organizations, can they do more in response to the AIDS pandemic? We already know, of course, that the Catholic Church in particular is in many countries the main private provider of health care and assistance to AIDS sufferers.
Yes, I think that's the first place to start, is to recognize what the Church, the Catholic Church, and other churches are doing. In many of the sub-Saharan African countries, churches in general, not just the Catholic Church, cover between 40 and 70% of all health care in those countries. And so we are doing a great deal. And when HIV became apparent on the world scene, it was really the churches in Africa and in other parts of the world that first began to treat people with HIV and to accept them into their hospitals and their clinics, and then also to try to help them with the emotional and the social effects of this problem as well. Can the church do more? Yes, certainly, because it's a huge pandemic. It's still the greatest killer of people between the ages of 25 and 49 years of age in many of developing countries. And so, yes, the church can do a great deal more. And I want to recognize the fact that many bishops' conferences throughout the world, religious orders, are doing all they could to scale up the response to HIV. I think that's very, very important. At the same time, I'm not sure that we could do a great deal more with our own internal resources within the church. And that means that we need to look outside to some of the global funds that are being developed to scale up the response to AIDS worldwide.
Can you give us any anecdote about a very successful or poignant anti-AIDS story?
Yes, certainly I've been very, very impressed with the way the Catholic Church in Vietnam has responded to AIDS. Vietnam in Asia is one of the countries that that has a very high increase in HIV infections there. And in the Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City, the government officials approached Cardinal Pham and asked him if he would help develop services for people dying of AIDS in some of the government-sponsored drug rehabilitation centers. These are huge centers with thousands of drug users where there's a very high rate of HIV infection. And Cardinal Pham, with the help of a very young communion father, Father John Twai, were able to bring together 17 different religious orders that offered members from their religious orders to give the medical care in one of these youth centers. And I visited that center a couple of years ago, and the people there who were being cared by the church told me that if it were not for the love of the sisters and the brothers and the fathers, that they knew they would not be alive.
I was speaking there to Monsignor Robert Vitillo of Caritas Internationalis. Let's join our hands today.